Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Golf Talk Live. I'm your host, Ted Odorico. Happy New Year, first off, to everybody out there. This is the first show, obviously, in 2014, and I'm very glad to be back on the air. Hope everybody had a great holiday. I know I certainly did, but I got to confess, I am glad to be back here on the air, and I'm ready for a new and exciting season here on Golf Talk Live. I've got some very exciting and new things happening with the show. I talked a little bit about over the last year, and I'm going to give you a little bit more update as we go through the broadcast in a little while. I'll let you know some of the things that are coming up. But in the meantime, let me just remind you, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, this is a live broadcast from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can certainly call in if you want to speak to either myself or just say hello to my guests on the air. And the number you can call is area code 646-716-4667. That number again is area code 646-716-4667. For those of you that are a little shy and maybe don't want to come on live broadcast, you can certainly send me an email. And if you have a question or a comment that you want to make, you can email me at ted.golftalklive@gmail.com. And for those of you that are surfing around through the internet right now and maybe on Facebook, you can certainly visit Facebook page at facebook.com/golftalkliveblog. Make sure you put the blog on the end there. And certainly would appreciate it if you throw a few likes my way. Also, I've been kind of making it a little bit of a joke here the last little while here on Golf Talk Live, but as most of you have come to realize, I'm not a huge Twitter person. I do have a Twitter account, and I do get on and post information about the show, but about a month or so ago, I started kind of making a joke of this, how I would give out the Twitter handle, and people would start to follow me, and I think in the course of about 3.5-4 weeks, I increased my followers. I think it was by about 130 or 140 followers. So please keep it up. And here's my Twitter handle. It's Ted and Buck, CEO, and it's Ted and Buck, and CEO is in caps. So appreciate all those new followers that came in 2013, and I hope I'll be able to increase that as we go on in 2014. Also on the website blog, it's www.golftalkliveblog.com. Got some great previous guests that were on there, and as the new guests come on this year, particularly my guests this evening, I'm going to have some information about them up in the weeks to come, so you'll be able to see a little bit more detail and get the links and so forth to their websites. So make sure that you visit golftalkliveblog.com, and on there also there's some great products. If you get a chance to look under there, you're obviously late for Christmas this year, we're past, but you can certainly start gearing up for next year, or maybe you've got a golfer in your family that you want to get a gift for their birthday. So make sure you visit the website there and check out some of the products, and also make sure you check out some of the great books that have been on, that have been featured here on the program as well. Some great authors that were here as guests, and I've got that information up there as well, and there's certainly more to come as the weeks to come. If you're just tuning in, obviously you've found a link, but in case you want to pass that link around, the link is blogtalkradio.com/golftalklive. You can find us here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But first, let me, before I go too much further, I want to let you know who my guest this evening is going to be. Her name is Kelsey Abernathy, and she is the owner and founder of 4Kids Golf Clothing and Accessories. And she's going to be here to talk with us in just a moment or two about her latest venture. And but before I bring her on, I just want to read something actually from her website. It kind of just gives you a little bit of an idea of what she's all about. And here it is. 4Kids Golf produces fine clothing and accessories for babies and children in a timeless country club style. We include the word golf in our name because it's never too early to teach children the principles of golf. Honor, sportsmanship, respect, dedication, wisdom, and, of course, patience. The collection is always club-appropriate in classic styles and designed to be played in, displayed in, washed, and worn many times over. What a great intro into my guest this evening. Kelsey is a perfect guest to start off the season with. So without further delay, let me welcome her to the show. Kelsey, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm glad that you could make it. And I know that we had some discussion earlier this afternoon before getting prepared for the show, and I always thoroughly enjoy talking to my guests beforehand. And I'm really excited to share you know, what it is that you do. So let's start off with the most obvious, and I know that we've, through our conversations, you're not somebody who's traditionally been from the golf industry. So give the listeners just a little bit of an idea, Kelsey. How did you get started in the golf business, and why did you feel the need to start a kids' clothing accessory line?
Well, I was about 8 months pregnant with my son, and I waddled into my husband's pro shop. He's a big golfer. And I was looking for a polo or a baby bodysuit or a blanket or something with the club logo on it. And I couldn't believe it because they told me in the pro shop, not only do we not carry it, but there's really nothing like that out there. And I said, in the entire golf apparel industry. And they said, yeah. And I thought it was kind of almost bizarre. So I had my child, and it was in the back of my mind. And then, you know, if you've ever had a child, they stay up at night, they don't sleep, and, you know, I was waking up, and I'd be sitting there, and I kept thinking, you know, I really want, I really, really want to get this product, and I can't believe it, and it really just stuck in my head. And so I started Googling around and talking to people and kind of just feeling out a lot of people I knew in the industry, and then I just said to my husband, you know what, this is ridiculous. Let's do this. And he said, "Great. It'll keep you in at least the pro shop." And I'd like to say I'm not a golfer, and I don't know anything about golf. In fact, I'm just learning about it. I married someone who loves golf, so that's kind of how initially it started. And I know about retail and I know about babies, but that was the beginnings of how 4Kids Golf was born. And it's been a very fun, interesting, wild ride since. So
yeah, and you've had a lot. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, in a moment. But you know, you've had a lot of very positive feedback very early on in this venture, and that was really what caught my eye. Yeah, of course, as many of my guests that have been on the program, Kelsey and I have connected through some of the social media networks out there, such as LinkedIn. And in fact, I think it was LinkedIn that we actually originally connected through. And it just sort of caught my eye what you were doing. And I thought, I want to have this young lady on the program here and share it with my listeners. Obviously, Golf Talk Live being broadcast over the Internet is live around the world. So we have people from, you know, not only here in the United States and, of course, up north in Canada, but as far away as Scotland and Australia and beyond. So it's a great way to introduce something, you know, to my audience. And I just think you have a fantastic product line. I just think it's a great concept. And I was very eager to have you on the show as a result.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you're very, very welcome, and I hope you'll come back many, many, many times. Let's talk a little bit about the line itself. Give the listeners just a little idea of some of the things that you do. Obviously, we're going to give them the information on the website a little bit later, but if they want to get a sort of an overall flavor of some of the things that you're carrying.
Well, essentially, when I started the line, what I couldn't find, not only in the pro shop, but in children and baby clothing in general, I couldn't find the really well-made, beautiful, classic clothing that I wanted, with or without a logo. It's very difficult to find. And, you know, there's always, I don't know, silly logos or weird colors or whatnot. And, you know, when you look at pictures, you know, I don't know, when I see pictures of myself as a child in the 70s, you know, those trendy styles my parents put me in then that were cool looked stupid now. So I really thought, you know, keep it elegant, timeless. We don't want, you know, I 20, 30 years from now, I don't want to look back on pictures of my child and think, oh, my gosh, you look like a goofy child. Kind of like bell bottoms. So that's kind of how the basic concept, the line was designed. And then really what happened is we decided to go to the PGA show, merchandise show last January, and showed up last minute, and I think we had a few postcards, we had some business cards, we had a few clothing samples, and really that was about it. And that, I mean, that's it. And the first day, my husband went to go get his lunch, and I was left at the booth by myself, and he said, oh, be sure, whoever comes and talks to you, be sure and get their card and the name of the club, so, you know, I can kind of know who they are. And I said, okay. So this lovely woman came up and she said, oh, hi. And then she looked at the clothing and then she touched it and she goes, oh, my gosh, the Pima cotton. This is fabulous. She said, I'm going to place this really big order. It's going to be great. And she was really excited. And, you know, I was so excited about it. And I forgot to ask for a card. And my husband comes back and she had already gone and she'd taken my card. And my husband says, so, who was it? And I said, a club in Illinois. And he looked at me and goes, do you remember the name? And I said, no. And he said, a club in Illinois. He said, was it Medina? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, my gosh, you have got so much to learn about golf. And from that point on, he kind of kept an eye on me in the booth and made sure that, you know, because I really at the time had no idea. And there have been a lot of – actually, from a sales point of view, it's been great because, you know, to me it's – you know, I don't know the difference that I'm learning now, but I didn't know initially the difference between, you know, the really big famous clubs and, you know, so I was – perfectly comfortable right. to talk to anyone about anything. So we've had quite a few laughs, and there have been several of those situations where my husband goes, oh, gosh, I can't believe you said that to so-and-so. And I go, well, same as anyone else. So that's kind of how that started.
Well, and, you know, and this is, you know, let me just interject, Kelsey. You know, this is what makes it your story really very unique and interesting is because you're not somebody that's traditionally been from the golf industry, even though you have a husband who's, you know, very passionate and involved in the business himself. A lot of times that doesn't always necessarily carry over to the spouse unless they're playing with, you know, with their spouse or what have you. And what makes it kind of unique is in some ways you have a certain naiveness about the golf industry, maybe compared to the next person, but at the same time, because of your experiences, both as a mother, but also somebody that's in understanding the clothing end of it and things like that and marketing, you're able to still tap in. And let me just read very, very quickly here from Becky Slim from Medina, just a great endorsement here of the product. Let me just read this little excerpt that she sent, and I quote, I first saw the line at the PGA show and was very excited to bring it in this year. I brought in coveralls, blankets, hats, and bibs. I brought in 32 unit and have 13 left. What I loved about the line when I saw it was the layette part of the line. The soft Pima cotton in traditional baby colors are perfect for shower or newborn gifts. She goes on to say, I personally have not seen anything like it in the golf industry. I've always had to source out for pieces like this. The product sells itself once you touch it and feel it, and it has been a great addition to the shop. So, you know, as you said, Medina is certainly, as I'm sure your husband and many of the listeners would attest, is certainly a first-rate, very, very well-known, very famous golf course here in the United States. And for somebody, you know, in that organization to put forth an endorsement like that certainly says a lot about what it is that you're doing.
It was quite an honor, and we've been very, very, very lucky and very blessed. And obviously, we wanted to keep an eye on quality, on price, on all those things. But yes, we've been very fortunate to have, you know, people from Medina and, you know, various other top clubs say wonderful, wonderful things about us. And, you know, even at the PGA show last year, that people came up and said, thank you for doing this. The golf industry has needed this for years. And, you know, it's really been sort of refreshing. You know, when you start a business, it's always, you know, a bit scary and there's a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having so many really good endorsements so early on in really has been really encouraging. It's just been great.
Right. And you know, as we talked about earlier on this afternoon before the show, you know, this is what I've really tried to do with this program here is, you know, there's certainly a lot of different golf programs out there, but there's really very few that I'm aware of that have sort of taken the same approach. So I know exactly what you're trying to say. Let me ask you, you know, Kelsey, with respect to your line, what do you think is some of the primary differences? I mean, obviously there's not a lot out there in your category right as of yet. There is some, but for some reason that the major players haven't really gotten fully engaged. So you're actually coming in a very unique, and that's the other thing that's really impressive about this is you could have just really come out with another product line that was sort of, you know, on par with what everybody else was doing, you know, pun intended by using the word par, but you came in and found a unique niche, if you will, in the market that really was not being utilized, and I think that's also part of the reason you're gaining momentum and success very early on is because there is a big market there and there's been a void for so many years. But just explain to some of the listeners here, compared to what is out there, what sort of sets yours apart? What makes yours unique?
Well, I almost even see, and I know there are other companies that do, children's and baby clothing, but we're so different that it's almost like we're not even competition. It's almost apples and oranges.
Right.
For example, one of the things that was really, really important to me was, as I got into this whole thing, I said, okay, there's several things that have to be that I really want. And one of them was, I don't want, anything that I buy and bring into this country, I don't want it made in a sweatshop by other children or American children or whatnot. So the factories we always work with are CPSI certified. To ensure, that the workers are paid fair wages and these types of things. It's almost a kind of like karma to me. I think it would just, I don't know. It'd be kind of bad karma if my clothing were made in some horrible back alley sweatshop that we've all heard about. So that was first and foremost. And secondly, babies have really sensitive skin, and I really wanted really exceptional Pima cotton and really just fine quality stuff that lasts. And you can wash it, you can wear it. Kids mess up clothing all the time. And I wanted it to be durable. And there was a lot of research put into it. And our clothing is all made in Peru. And I really would love to have had it manufactured in the U.S. And it's certainly something we're still looking into. But at this point, the price just doesn't make sense. But so that's where we're at on the manufacturing side and the basics and the fundamentals of the company. It's do good, essentially, and I think we have. And so, yeah.
Well, let me read out, and I think this will help clarify to some of the listeners, I think, where you're really going for this, and I'm going to emphasize this when I read this out. I want to read you another, for those tuning into the program Golf Talk Live. My very special guest tonight is Kelsey Abernathy of 4Kids Golf Clothing Accessories, and we're just talking a little bit about the clothing line, but I also want to read, I've read previously one of the endorsements, but I want to read you another one here from Gina Steffen from Baltusrol Golf Club. When I first saw 4Kids Golf products, I knew I had to have it in our shop. The garments are beautiful, the embroidery quality was excellent, and I knew that our membership was going to love them. Aside from the outstanding quality and value, 4Kids Golf also made a lasting impression with their level of service. And I want to emphasize that because I really think that's what you're trying to say is, you wanted to provide a level of service. Let me just read on here before I get you to respond. They discussed how best to market their product to our membership, how to display baby clothing in the best possible manner, and they even provided the mannequins, hangers, and signs to ensure an elegant display. I like working with 4Kids Golf because they provide outstanding service and classic garments of outstanding quality. It has made a great impression in our membership, and the product sells itself. And that was, as I said, by Gina Steffen from Baltusrol. What's unique about that is, and again, as we discussed off-air earlier on today, service is an extremely, you can have the best product on the market, but if you can't back it up with being attentive as a business owner and making sure that you're providing that high level of customer service to your clients, they're not going to stick around regardless of how good the product is. And that really, that endorsement right there from Gina really sort of encapsulates what it is that you're trying to do, is you're trying to provide a top quality product in a market that really has virtually been untapped, but you're trying to back it up with a high level of service so that people are going to continue to come back and want to do business with 4Kids Golf.
Absolutely. We really obviously, with every single account we have, we want to see sell-through, and we want them to be happy with our product, and we want them and their membership or their guests to be as passionate about our baby clothes as we are. And, oftentimes you'll find that if you walk into stores or shops, if you do ask for baby clothing, they'll say, oh, yeah, hang on, and they go in the back room and they come out with some wrinkled-up thing that's been in a drawer somewhere. And, that just doesn't sell. If you You've got to have it out. You've got to have it displayed. And, you know, I found in this business that there are three things that you can sell to anyone, and that's children, puppies, and kittens. And, you know, we really wanted, really felt, you know, we want to be able to carve out a niche in this, the entire Gulf apparel industry market in general. But also, we don't just deliver a box to their door and just say, okay, see you later. That's why, you know, I didn't want my stuff wrinkled up in a drawer. I wanted it hung up and displayed beautifully.
Right.
So, you know, we send mannequins, we send hangers, you name it. I send display signs, I send chocolate cigars, you name it, we'll send it. In fact,
right.
one of the clubs early on that we were working with, I was calling around and saying, gee, how are sales going? And I knew that this club in particular had a beautiful, beautiful display. I'd seen it myself. And the woman told me that, you know, gee, I love your product. It's great. And, you know, it's sitting here and it's not selling. And, you know, I just don't understand. And then I had an aha moment. And I went, oh, well, that's because nobody knows it's there. And I said, you know what?
Right.
Let me send you a little blurb. Put this in your member newsletter and see what happens. So she did. She wrote this lovely little blurb with a beautiful photo. They put it in their country club member newsletter. And she called me up 3 weeks later and
right.
she said, yeah, I'd like to double my order. And I said, what? And she said, absolutely. She said, this has been great. Product is selling. She said, I get rave reviews. And she said, it's been wonderful. And so it's been sort of a learning lesson and a learning path for everyone, because I think traditionally when people think of buying in a country club or a golf shop, they think, you know, golf balls, polos for adults, things
right.
like that. But no one thinks, oh, gee, let me go to my, you know, country club or golf shop and buy some high-end baby clothing, you know, with my club logo on it. No one really
mm-hmm.
thinks that. So, you know, part of it's educating the membership and getting the word out. And when the members know, then it's a no-brainer. Then it sells.
Well, and also too, Kelsey, I think what you know, really what you emphasized there was about the way it's presented to the customer. You know, I can think of many, many times when I've walked into a store, any store, not even in the golf industry, and presentation is everything. If you walk in and it's very well laid out and there's a good presentation in the windows or what have you, you're more apt to want to go in and look around. But if it's sort of in a mishmash and really not very
mm-hmm.
well laid out, you might go in if you're familiar with the brands and things like that. But it's especially when you're launching a new product like that. And, you know, obviously it's a learning, as you said, it's a learning experience for both you and some of these golf shops. But what I really like, and this really says a lot about your ability as a business owner, but also as somebody that can adapt very quickly in an industry that they're really not familiar with, sometimes you have to educate your customers. And you hit it right on the head. You don't want to just ship them out or drop off a box and say thank you very much and leave it on them. You actually take that extra step by setting things up or explaining to them the best way to promote it within their environment. And that's important because a lot of people, like you said, they'll just sort of fold it up in a box or it sits on a shelf or
Absolutely.
It just doesn't really get
mm-hmm.
displayed properly. And what happens is then they're not going to be satisfied if the product – because at the end of the line, regardless of what you're doing, the customer wants to be able to move that product. They don't want to have it, you know, cluttering up their shelves. And if it's not sort of flying off the shelf or moving in a you know, relatively reasonable pace, they're not going to repurchase or reorder that particular product again. So by you doing those extra steps up front and helping them to encourage their customer, their clientele to come in and purchase it, you're doing yourself a service in the long run, and you're going to get those repeat orders, which obviously it sounds like you're doing.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% right. And the thing is if you really believe in your product and you really love your product, and you really stand behind it, and from where it's manufactured to everything, I think it's fantastic, and I really believe it.
Yeah.
And I think that if you really believe it, and, you know, you think about it, you work, you provide the tools to promote sell-through, then, you know what, it's a no-brainer. It sells itself. And, you know, my product, once you need to see it and you need to touch it, and then it's no problem. It's really sells itself. It's been really remarkable.
Right, exactly. Now, you're also, as we were talking about some of the places, you've been picked up by actually some very prestigious courses in the United States here. Obviously, we have an idea generally what some of the feedback is. Let the listeners know just some of the other courses and facilities that are carrying this product now. I think they'll be certainly very impressed, as I was.
Well, Medina was one of our first, and we've got, by the way, I'd like to interject, we've got four sales reps around the country, which I know is, not a huge sales force, but I have phenomenal sales reps, and I've really got to tip my hats to them because, it's not easy being a sales rep, and these women have just really, what's great is they've been as passionate about the clothing and about the line as we have, and they've been wonderful. So, I can't say it's by any means all me, but, yeah, we're in everywhere from, Army-Navy Country Club, Baltimore Country Club, Baltusrol, Congressional, Cordoval, Country Club of Buffalo, Deepdale, Fieldstone, which is my husband's club. Mm-hmm. We're in Four mm-hmm. Ritz-Carlton's, Lake Nona, Palm Beach Country Club, Pebble Beach, Pinehurst, Princeville. This is just a few things I'm just listing off. Sandy Lane in Barbados, Sea Island in Georgia.
Wow.
There's a bunch in Hawaii, the Country Club in Massachusetts, TPC Sawgrass. It's just
wow.
It's been great. It goes on and on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And let me just throw one more thing in here. Here's what happens. Going back to what we were just talking about with the customer service, and obviously, number one, you have to have a great product, but you have to be able to back it up with great service. But
mm-hmm.
here's what I envision, and obviously, it's obviously happening. If you continue with what you're doing now, just by virtue of word of mouth, because all of these people, obviously, like anybody in any type of industry, do communicate with one another, and everybody's sort of chopping around looking to see who's doing what and that sort of thing. But once you develop a reputation for not only providing a great product, but being able to back it up in a way that's going to be beneficial to the customer, that word of mouth, and obviously, as you said, you started your launch in the PGA show, and just to let the listeners know, Kelsey and her group
yep.
are going to be at the PGA show this January, which is coming up actually in just a little mm-hmm. over a week, and we'll give you the booth number. It's 4460, is that correct?
Yep, 4460. That's our booth number. We're also,
so make sure.
I'm sorry, Ted. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we're also.
No, I was just going to say make sure that when you're down.
Go ahead.
Let me just quickly get this out, and then I'll let you go.
Yep.
So we're not crossing over here. Make sure that those of you that are going to the PGA show in a week or so, make sure that you stop by Kelsey's booth and check the closeout. And I want to thank you before I let you interject here. First off, I want to just let the listeners know Kelsey sent me a number of different products in her line just prior to the Christmas holidays, and I, of course, gave them to her grandchildren, my girlfriend's grandchildren, and which she has two and one more on the way. And they were just very, very excited, and the parents, of course, were tickled pink to receive them. They just really, really loved the product, and I just wanted to throw that in there as well. So thank you very much again, Kelsey, for doing that. And they are going to certainly get many, many years of enjoyment out of wearing, and they certainly look stylish wearing the product. So thank you again for doing that. But let me back up, and you go ahead
yep.
and finish your thought.
I was just going to say. Sort of going along in the story, as discussed, we premiered in January of, just this last January at the PGA show. And then in March, I think this is an important part of the story, I was at the Philadelphia Apparel Show, and I was approached by Rick Summers and Patrick Cherry from the PGA magazine. And they came into saw my clothing and said, oh, well, they introduced themselves and looked around for a minute, and Rick Summers said, you really have a beautiful product, and he said, I'd really like to write up an article on you, and it was March, and, we hadn't even yet been in clubs at that point. We'd gotten our orders, but we hadn't, you know, we were so cut to order. And I looked at Rick and I said, Rick, I would love more than anything for you to write an article on us, but at this point, we haven't even been put in any clubs yet. And I said, you know, in a week or two, we'll be able to. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And he said, okay. And he said, so stay in touch. And so I stayed in touch with Rick and Patrick. And then I think it was in August, Craig Kirshner wrote up, he writes for the PGA Magazine as well as his own blog, and Craig Kirshner wrote up this great article on us that was put into PGA Magazine's M Plus August issue, and it was a wonderful article. It was over the top fabulous, and I really, PGA Magazine has been so wonderful to us, and I'm so, so grateful to them for all of, they've been great in every way, shape, and form, and we're actually, supporting sponsor this year at the Merchandiser of the Year conference, which we're thrilled to be a part of. So, yeah, PGA Magazine and I think as well my sales reps, between those two things, have really, really helped put us on the road map and establish our brand name and identity. And that goes without saying. It's been a very good relationship for us.
Well, and that's important too to you know, as a business owner, to not only again, you know, I'm not trying to overemphasize things, but not only having a great product and a great you know, service mindset, but you also have to surround yourself with good people. And it sounds like you've got a great team put together that are help you know, get the word out about your product and what it is that you're doing. And when you do that and you're all sort of passionate about it, again, that's a recipe right there for success. Kelsey, before we continue on with a few more questions here, I just need to take a little break here, and I need to just let the listeners know about some other things going on and give them an update about some future guests coming on next week. So bear with me here. Just hang tight, and let me just make a few messages here, and we'll be right back to it.
All right.
Just for those of you, I mentioned this actually for those of you that are tuning in, I'm with my special guest this evening, Kelsey Abernathy, and she is the owner and founder of 4Kids Golf Clothing and Accessories. And I'll give you the website and that information when I come back. But I want to thank you for tuning in this evening, and we're going to talk to her in just a few more minutes. But I wanted to remind you, for those of you that are thinking of heading overseas to Scotland and partaking in watching the Ryder Cup in 2014, which is going to be taking place in Scotland, as I said, in September from the 23rd to the 28th. If you're looking for a place to stay, there is a great organization called sportseventsaccommodation.com, and they will be more than more happy to set you up with some accommodations. So if you're looking to rent a property during the Ryder Cup in 2014 in Perthshire, Scotland, then you found the perfect place. Sports Events Accommodation have a stunning range of properties varying in size and shape, so they will definitely be able to get something to suit you. The team have many years of experience in sport and letting accommodations, and it's in their aim to provide you with your letting requirements and or renting requirements for the biggest team golf event in the world at an affordable price. So if you're interested in attending the Ryder Cup next year in Scotland, make sure that you check them out at www.sportseventaccommodation.com. And if you just want some general information right now, then you can send an email to Audrey Coates at info@sportseventaccommodation.com. That's info@sportseventaccommodation.com. And if you want to visit the website and get a look at some of the properties over there, it's at, again, www.sportseventaccommodation.com. So make sure you check them out if you want to head over to Scotland next year and watch some great golf at the Ryder Cup in 2014. Just one more thing before we get back to Kelsey here. I just want to remind those of you that are tuning into the program live that we are live for the next little while. And, of course, the program, as I've always mentioned, is auto-recorded. But if you want to call into the program and say hello to Kelsey, you're welcome to do so. The number is area code 646-716-4667. Again, that number is 646-716-4667. We're certainly happy to take your call. And next week, I've got two more great guests that are coming on. One is Lloyd Higley, who is a teaching professional. He's going to be coming on and talking a little bit about golf, of course. And another gentleman who's going to be introducing a really an interesting product, Scott Nye, who is also a teaching professional, and he's going to be coming on talking about the robotic swing trainer, robogolfpro.com. He's going to be coming on and talking about that next Thursday, which is January 16th. So stay tuned for that. Make sure that you tune back here on Golf Talk Live on blogtalkradio.com. Kelsey, let me ask you very quickly, I had to throw this in here, and I didn't actually have it in my notes earlier, when I was on your website before we went live, it caught my attention. I had to throw this in here. I'd like for you to tell the listeners who Topher is.
Oh, Topher the Gopher. Topher the Gopher is he's a fun little character. He's an 18-inch stuffed doll toy, and it's a little gopher with a ball on his mouth. And we're actually in the process of developing some storylines around him about teaching children the principles of golf. But we'll get back to Topher in a bit, but he's coming along. He's actually really cute. Did I send you guys any Tophers?
Yes, you did. Yeah, that's why I had to mention it. It sort of jogged my memory when we were talking about that. And what was kind of interesting about it was when I got, because you had sent me a couple of them, and of course, as I said, we had given them to along with the clothing to Carol's. Most of you have heard me mention her before, my girlfriend. Her grandchildren, and of course she has one of each, boy and girl. And even though they both got one, it never fails when you get two kids together. They only want to play with the one, and it's always, you know, sort of a tug of war. So, they sort of dismissed the fact that they each got the exact same thing. They were only interested in the one that he got or the one that she got, and, you know, vice versa. And it was just kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm looking forward to what you're going to do with that in future months and things like that. I'm sure you got some.
We've got some fun things in the pipeline coming up with Topher, so he'll be quite.
Yeah, and I'll let you save that when you're ready to announce. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that. I thought it was kind of a cute thing to do, but. Kelsey, the other thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to get the listeners an idea because really, even though primarily right now you're focusing here on the United States, you're obviously, as this product line develops and grows, where did you get some of the inspiration for the designs? What was really sort of the driving behind that?
Well, you know, it just goes back to I couldn't find in the marketplace classic, elegant, beautiful clothing that was well made at, you know, particularly at a fair price. I mean, I suppose if you spend, you know, a gazillion dollars in certain places on, you know, Fifth Avenue, you can. But, you know, I just saw timeless, classic stuff that was really great, that really, you know, all I could think of was I don't want my child to look silly when he looks back on pictures 20, 30 years from now and go, Mom, what were you thinking? You know? I mean, have you seen pictures of yourself as a child? I mean, do you ever, think, oh, my gosh, what were my parents thinking putting me in that outfit or that haircut or, you know?
Right. Yeah, I can think of a few that come to mind, and believe you me, I'm going to make sure they're well burned before they ever get circulated.
Oh.
But, you're right.
You
know, obviously styles change, and I think there's only one good one that I remember, and I was probably only about one at the time that I ever really liked of myself. But I was just never one that really, and I never really had a lot of pictures taken when I was really young. But there were enough of them out there that like a turtle, just burn them. But you know, what I really like about your line, Kelsey, is this. As I said, you know, obviously the quality is first rate, and you are right, because I know that, you know, Carol had mentioned to me, you know, when she was sort of feeling the material, just how incredibly soft. And obviously, as you indicated earlier, it's extremely important, you know, for people to have that, especially when you're dealing with infants, because their skin is much more sensitive than ours. I mean, you know, we could pretty much dress in a garbage bag and it's not going to affect us. But, you know, for children, it's a much different sort of kettle of fish, where they need to have that soft material up against their skin.
We don't need
getting rashes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're exactly right. And, you know, we don't need moisture-wicking, high-tech, you know, materials. We just need quality. That's really what it comes down to. You know, they're obviously babies and children, and our clothing line starts off basically newborn to kindergarten. Those are basically the size ranges we have. And, you know, they're just simple, timeless classics. And we really thought that, essentially the luxury high-end baby clothing and small children clothing line worldwide is almost $11 billion market, which is,
yeah.
And it's growing. It's actually a huge segment of the market that's growing really fast. And, you know, grandparents are the big buyers, and grandparents are just all over it. And I think that they really appreciate sort of the classic styles that really, I mean, wherever you go, it's very difficult to find. And
well, and also, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You
know,
I was going to say is you're right. I mean, I can remember growing up, you know, as you indicated with grandparents, you know, they always wanted to you know, get you a little something, you know, every visit. But in our, and of course, my day growing up, I'm going to be, as I've mentioned, 50 this year. You know, so I was a 60s child. But when I was growing up, you know, they didn't really have a lot of choice, and the quality at that time was nowhere near the capability is now. And you know, you've obviously come up and been introduced to a product that is of a high quality, and you know, you could have just sort of thrown anything out there and sort of gone the sort of the cheap and nasty route, but you'd rather wanted to make sure that you had a good quality product if you're going to put your name behind it. And that is so important, especially when you're dealing with the infant market, because, you know, there is a lot of things out there. You can certainly go to some of your big department stores and get clothing and that, but the quality is just not there. And, you know, I see sometimes what some of these young kids are dressed in, and I just roll my eyes and think, Lord, you know, you wait 20 years from now when those pictures start surfacing.
Exactly,
you know,
I know.
You're going to be...
really ticked at your parents. You know, it's funny because
exactly.
I see the pictures of my grandparents. And when my grandparents were babies, they actually, you know, had classic designs, not exactly, but kind of the same idea, like classic, timeless things. And, you know, picture your grandparents as babies and small children never look silly, at least not in my age bracket,
right.
Which I'm not going to say how old I am. But, you know, my grandparents, you know, looked beautiful. My parents looked okay.
Right.
But, you know, and my generation, your generation, we, let's just say we looked a little goofy, you know?
Well, that's for sure. I mean, they certainly, I can remember some of the, I can remember my very first attempt at a suit, you know, when I was getting ready to graduate. This was from junior high, and
oh, no.
I can remember, of course,
oh,
it didn't
no.
match right, and it was just, oh, yeah, it was just, you know.
Was it brown? Was it a brown suit, like one of those with the huge collar?
No,
like
actually it wasn't.
Collar?
It was, no, it was, no, it was a gray jacket, a very light gray, and it didn't fit. I think it was at least one size too small, and even though I wasn't quite as tall then, I'm 6'4", so I'm a very tall, lean individual at the time. And it just, you know, the sleeves were about 3 inches too short. And you didn't have the, you know, if you wanted to have customized tailoring at the time, you know, it would cost a fortune. And most, you know, most families at that time, you know, didn't have that accessibility. My parents were sort of your typical run-of-the-mill parents there and your average middle-class family. And, you know, certainly we weren't poor by any means, but we, you know, they weren't sending their kids off to the local tailor to get sized up for clothing. But, you know, so this is why it's very good that you've surrounded yourself by somebody who is able to provide you with that high quality. And so let me ask you, since we were talking a few minutes ago about the PGA show, obviously I don't want you to give away anything new and exciting that you're doing because you want to save that for the show, but are there some things that you're going to be bringing to the show this year that maybe you didn't have last year or some different areas that you're going to be covering?
It's a whole new world. A year ago we showed up at the PGA show with, we were last minute, we carried in this little tiny thing, and I think we had literally, I don't know, a few hundred postcards and some business cards and a couple of chocolate cigars, and that was about it. And this year, it's a whole new. Now we've got, you know, this beautiful 24-page full-color brochure. You know, we definitely have a much better idea of what we're doing, and you know, it's kind of actually amusing because, you know, a year ago, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, am I making a huge mistake? You know, what am I doing? And here it is, not even a year, actually, technically. And now, you know, we're actually a supporting sponsor at the Merchandiser of the Year conference, which is kind of astounding.
Wow.
And really, really exciting. And it's kind of cool that, you know, here I found something that I was so passionate about and I was absolutely convinced about, yet, you know, in other ways, I mean, not knowing anything about golf and being completely, you know, new to the whole golf arena has really, it's really an interesting success story. In fact, another funny story you'll really appreciate is I was actually meeting with... Go ahead.
Let me just put you on hold there for one quick second. We got somebody that wants to, has called in and wants to say hello. So let me just bring them on the line and then we'll let you continue on with the story. Hang on one second.
Yep.
Good evening and welcome to Golf Talk Live. You're on with Kelsey Abernathy, and I'm, of course, the host of Golf Talk Live, Ted Odorico. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. This is Craig Kirshner.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
Good evening, Craig. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm doing well.
You,
I was just calling in. I was listening to the show, and I just wanted you to know that it was really a pleasure writing about your efforts. It's been a thrill to watch you grow this business and a real delight to know you. And I'm really happy for your success.
Well, Craig, it's a lot of it is to you. And if I may tip my cap to you, so to speak, for writing that wonderful article. And you really were really, really early on in the one who took the time to sit down and really be a part from the ground up. So I have to absolutely give you credit.
Well, I don't have any questions. I just wanted to congratulate you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, let me just be... Before you go, let me just ask you, what was sort of the first thing that really impressed you about not only Kelsey, of course, herself, but about the products in general? Just maybe share with the listeners here, what was some of the first things that really impressed you about her product?
It's the type of product that as soon as you look at it, you just go, oh. And I have a 5-year-old granddaughter who I would much rather buy something for than myself. And you quickly, you don't have to know Kelsey too long to realize her passion for what she's doing. And you put all that together, kind of have to do business with.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Craig. That's very nice.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Well, Craig, I want to thank you for calling in and saying hello, and obviously much continued success with the PGA Magazine. And it's great that you, I can't think of a better person to write an article about than of course, Kelsey. And 4Kids Golf Clothing. It's certainly a great product, and I want to thank you for sharing that with the listeners here on Golf Talk Live.
Well, thank you all. Good evening.
Thanks, Craig.
All right. You have a great evening.
See you at the show,
all
Craig.
Right. Good night. Yeah, he's gone now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to catch him because I knew that you were expecting him to...
Oh, yeah. Craig's
wonderful.
You were
just going to share a story with us. Go ahead.
Oh, this is actually quite amusing. So I went, I was actually, again, in March, I was at the Philadelphia Apparel Show, and I met Penny Ford from Marion, and she was just absolutely lovely, and I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, wow, you know, I knew, that was one of the few clubs I did actually know, and I sat and met with her, and I was just kind of giddy with excitement, and I said something to the effect of, oh, wow, it would be wonderful to get into Marion before the U.S. Cup. And she is such a classic, elegant lady. I don't think she batted an eye. She did place an order with us, and we've since had a very good relationship. I can't say enough nice things about it, but when I went home and told my husband that I told the buyer from Marion, we want to be in before the U.S. Cup. He was absolutely mortified. But I thought it was quite amusing and cracked up. He said, it's the U.S. Open, not the U.S. Cup. And I said, well, what's the difference? And, again, he said, you need to learn about golf. And at this point, my response is, look, I'll learn about golf when I don't have a business to run and a child to raise.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but
it sounds like you're getting you're getting your feet wet, you know, in this business, and it's certainly going to expose you to a lot of people, I'm sure, that will be more than happy to fill in the blanks as you go along. But you know, Kelsey, it doesn't always take – sometimes, you know, it doesn't always take somebody to have great knowledge in a specific field. If you're passionate about what it is that you're doing in life, you can overcome many, many hurdles. And as I said, as you continue to develop and grow this business and you know, grow your product lines, I think that you're going to understand and it seems like you've already had a very good grasp of the golf industry and what's been missing. You found a niche, as I said, in an area that really has been lacking in the golf industry, and there's, believe you me, there's many of them out there. And I've played golf since I was about 7 years old. I'm going to be 50 in 2 months, so, you know, you do the math. But
still,
even to this day, well, listen, I got the gray hair to prove it, so, but trust me, they don't call me the Silver Fox for nothing, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, thank you. It's much the same as yourself. I'm very passionate about this program. I enjoy, dealing with the different guests that I have on the program. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy bringing this broadcast, online like this around the world. As I said to you earlier, and I've said many times to the guests, I mean, there's listeners tuning in from literally all over the globe. And those that aren't able to tune in for the live broadcast here, of course, can visit the link at blogtalkradio.com and listen to the recorded version, as all of the programs are auto-recorded. So if you're not able, or if you have a friend, for those of you that are listening in live right now, speaking of which, if your friends are not able to tune into the live broadcast tonight, make sure that you pass this link on and let them listen to the recorded version. They won't be able to call in or won't be able to listen to it live, but they can sort of listen to the show in its entirety and hear a little bit about what Kelsey's doing and what she's planning on doing in the future. And also for those of you that are going to be in Orlando in the next week or so, make sure that you stop by booth number 4460 and visit Kelsey and her group at 4Kids Golf Clothing Accessories. Kelsey, let me just... we talked a little bit about the article, and of course Craig was very generous to call in and say some kind words. And that, if you could sort of sum up really what your feelings have been this last year since really introducing to the golf world, what do you want to take away from this last year? What experience and what feelings do you want to take away from this year?
Wow, I think gratitude. I think there's I think there's a tremendous amount of gratitude for that I have for so many people who have been so kind and really believed in us, and there's too many people and clubs and PG Magazine and Craig and Patrick and Rick and too many people to thank, possibly, really. I'm just really blessed and very, very thankful and grateful for everything that so many people, and yourself included, that have done.
Right.
And they've taken a chance on really a whole new arena. So that would be my year.
Well, and this is, as I've said many, many times on this program, this is really what my program is all about, is really to be a vessel. There's a lot of different medium forms out there. I mean, we obviously have programs like the Golf Channel and ESPN Golf, and I've mentioned many times on here before. Obviously over time, I hope that your success continues to the point that we'll get noticed by some of these much larger media outlets out there that focus on the golf industry. But it's also good to, be involved with, individuals such as myself, because we do have a pretty captive audience here in Golf Talk Live, which reaches a global audience. And we every week have golf, not only just individual golfers, but many teaching professionals that tune into the program every week, as well as golf coaches and industry types that tune in just to kind of hear what's happening and who's going to be on the program. And this is a great way, really, to introduce a product and an individual who is very passionate about what they do to my audience. And I'm very, very happy that we sort of reached out to one another and were able to come together and do that. And I know that you're going to continue to be involved with the program as time goes on and come back and share some of the information.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. Well, you're not getting rid of me anytime too soon. So, I mean that in a nice way.
Well,
No, it's great that you have such a great program.
Well, and that's really what the show has been about this last year. You know, since obviously this last year we launched the program, and it just has really grown even beyond my expectation. And I have, you know, as I've explained to you and I've explained to some others, some great sponsors and things that have come in and helped out with the program and helped spreading the word. And I'm going to, of course, pay my acknowledgments to them a little bit later in the broadcast. But it's important. I think if you have the passion and the drive behind that, what you believe in, it's a very easy process. I don't consider this work. I consider this really a joy and a blessing to be able to do this, to be able to bring some great teaching professionals, some great business entrepreneurs such as yourself that are in an industry really that I love and I'm very passionate about. I teach golf, of course.
Maybe you can give me a few tips.
But I wanted to do something. Well, I'll be more than happy to do that. And there's other areas that I want to get into, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a few moments as well. But really, I wanted to use this program since I started it to really sort of introduce to a big segment of the golf market that was really being overlooked, because there's a lot of great people and we all sort of do our own things. But I wanted sort of a meeting place other than just in Facebook and LinkedIn and some of these other and Twitter and so forth, because that's where a lot of them are communicating now. And you know, we all have our own blogs and our own websites and things like that. But I really wanted to sort of create a meeting place, if you will, that we can all sort of come together and share our views and thoughts with not only one another, but also with the general public out there that wants to pick up some tips. And that's why, you know, I'm doing some of the things that I'm going to be doing this year. But Kelsey, you have a great business model there that you've put a lot of time and effort and thought into, and you've surrounded, as I said before, yourself with some great people, and you've obviously got a great family supporting you behind as well. And I want to wish you much continued success in that. And Kelsey, let's just sort of wrap out. We're getting here just the last few minutes of your segment here. Let's just, if there's something that you want to say to the listeners out there and let them know about not only Kelsey Abernathy, but also 4Kids Golf Clothing, what would you like to say to them? And I'll let you have the floor.
Well, come see us at the PGA show. We'll be at booth number 4460. Or come see us at the AGM show the night before on Tuesday, or see us at the Merchandiser of the Year conference. We'd love to meet you. And if I don't know any fancy schmancy clubs, it's because I don't know. And I look forward to meeting you.
Well, we're going to make sure that we. Now let's give out the website and that information
so people can
know how to.
Our website is 4KidsGolf.com, FOREKIDSGOLF.com, and stop by our website or give us a call or
follow you on
email.
And
we're on Facebook, 4Kids Golf Clothing, and you'll see us there. Mm-hmm. Please come like us. We do have a Twitter account. It's Kelsey at 4Kids Golf Apparel. Although, like you, I'm a kind of learning all this social media stuff on my own. I kind of wish at the moment when I deal with the social media that I were 14 years old, because it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of like you. As I said, I'm still, I do a few tweets here and there, but most of it's really pertaining to the show. But I certainly have have developed an interest. And of course I'm probably a little more proficient on Facebook and LinkedIn and some of the other business type sites. Facebook, I know, is more of a personal thing, but I do have a number of pages on there as well. And just to remind the listeners, for those that are tuning in a little bit later in the program, my special guest this evening has been Kelsey Abernathy, who is the owner and founder of 4Kids Golf Clothing and Accessories. And you can visit her at the PGA show, merchandising show this January, which I believe starts, if I'm not mistaken, I think it starts the 20th, I think is the first day of the show. Don't quote me on that, but I know it's the week of the 20th anyways. And they will be at, I believe so. Kelsey will be at booth number 4460. So make sure that you, if you're going to be attending the show this year, make sure you stop by and check out this fantastic clothing line for the little ones out there, and especially you grandparents that may be tuning in tonight. I know there's a few of you out there, and if not, you want to pass this information. I'm sure there's lots of birthdays coming up this year and Christmas and so forth for next year. What a great time to do some shopping. And you can get some great ideas for your grandkids by visiting her website at www.4kidsgolf.com. And four, of course, is spelled like in the golf, Finicular, FOREKIDSGOLF.com. So make sure that you visit Kelsey's website and check out some of the great products. And there's some great pictures on there. And maybe you want to order yourself a Topher the Gopher stuffed animal, which is a cute product in itself. And I know, as you said earlier, you're going to be having some great things and adventures, I'm sure, coming up with Topher, so I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. But Kelsey, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, you know, for stopping by Golf Talk Live and sharing your business with my listeners. I know that they're going to be checking things out on your website, and going to be those that are attending the show, of course, I know will stop by your booth and say hello and check out some of the great products. So. Thank you very much, Kelsey,
I want to leave with one last statement. My grandfather always used to tell me. He always used to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He said, darling, the reason you and I are so close is because we have the same enemy. So I thought that was kind of amusing and kind of genius. But thank you so much for having me on the show. It's really, really wonderful and quite an honor. So we'll definitely be in touch, and I can't wait to meet you guys at the PGA show.
Well, perfect. I appreciate it, and I want to thank you again for coming on the program tonight. And I've just got a few quick announcements to make, and Kelsey, you're welcome to hang in there and listen if you want, or if you need to go, okay. that's fine as well. I just want to let the listeners know a couple things. First off, as I said, I'm going to let them know what's up and coming for 2014. One of the things I've been talking about over this last year is a new venture that we're going to be adding on to the the Golf Talk Live brand, and that's called Coach's Corner. You've heard, many of you out there have heard me mention this before. Well, that's beginning March 6th of this year. Coach's Corner will start the show every Thursday night. It's going to be on the same evening, but we're going to start the program with Coach's Corner. It's going to be an hour-long segment, and you'll have an opportunity to call in or email your questions to the program and pick the brains, of some of the best coaches and teaching pros in the business, from not only the United States but from around the world. Each week I will have a different panel, so we're going to mix it up a little bit. We'll cover a new topic each week, plus help you weekend warriors out there improve your golf game. So be sure to call in during the live broadcast or email your questions ahead of time if you want to questions.golftalklive@gmail.com. That's questions.golftalklive@gmail.com. Make sure that if you've got some questions that you want to send in, maybe a topic that you want us to cover on Coach's Corner, or you want maybe have some area of your game that you need a little help with, by all means, start submitting those questions now. We're going to build them up. And make sure, please, we're going to have some surprises along the way, so make sure that you include your name and your contact information and where you're sending your messages from, just so that we know where you're from, and I'm going to be reading those live on the air every week when we're doing the Coach's Corner segment. So that's going to be coming up March 6th here on Golf Talk Live, Coach's Corner. So make sure you mark your calendars down and you make note of that date. And so, again, circulate around. The link for this program is blogtalkradio.com/golftalklive. And we are on every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for you East Coasters. And I think Pacific is 2 hours behind, so that would be 4 p.m. Pacific time, and don't ask me about mountain time, but those are the different times that we'll be on. So basically, as I said, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, in addition to Coach's Corner, also coming in the 2014 calendar, a little something for the ladies. Beginning in April, I'll be joined by none other than LPGA professional Cindy Miller, who many of you, of course, know. Cindy and I, will host a brand new Golf Talk Live program. It'll be on a different day. We don't have the dates exactly set quite yet, but it will be starting in April, and it's called Women of Golf. And the Women of Golf program will tackle many of the important topics facing women in the golf industry today, everything from equipment to coaching, health, and, of course, accessibility, or in some cases, lack of accessibility in the golf business. We're going to be talking with everybody from not only some of the best players on the LPGA Tour, as well as women in the corporate world, much like my guest this evening, Kelsey Abernathy. plus a lot more. So make sure you stay tuned for updates on Women of Golf. That's going to be coming in April of this year. And as I said, I'm going to be joined by a very great seasoned professional from the LPGA, Mrs. Cindy Miller. So make sure you tune in for that and the updates. And I just want to really close out the show, of course, with a special thank you to some of my sponsors. I want to take this particular opportunity to thank all of my listeners, of course, worldwide, for faithfully tuning in each and every Thursday here on Golf Talk Live. I want to appreciate and I certainly do value and feel blessed that you've taken the time of your busy schedules to tune in. And for those of you that aren't able to tune in live, whether it be due to scheduling conflicts or maybe you're just in a different time zone and we come on a little bit too early in the morning for you, not a problem. You can visit the link after the program ends, and you can listen at your leisure to the recorded version, and I hope you'll do so. We had a great guest tonight. So, but I had the pleasure and enjoyment of having a number of highly talented coaches, teaching professionals, authors, and entrepreneurs stop by the Golf Talk Live show, and through their participation and guest appearances, they have helped to make Golf Talk Live a first-class show. So I want to thank all of them first off. And lastly, I want to also give a special thanks to some of the sponsors of the show. Some of the sponsors, of course, is Jonathan Laird of South Coast Golf Guide, who is going to be coming out with a new edition of the guide is coming out, actually, I think sometime later this month, I think by the end of the month, and it comes out quarterly, and it's here, covers in the southeastern part of the United States, a lot of great courses. The guide will let you know some great courses down here in the south to play, and we'll have an ad in there every quarter for Golf Talk Live, so make sure you check that out, Jonathan Laird. And if you're interested and doing some advertising in there, let Jonathan know that I've sent you. If you're working at a golf course or maybe you're a teaching professional and you want to do some advertising in the golf guide, strongly suggest it. You can get in touch with Jonathan Laird at jonathanlaird@southcoastgolfguide.com is his email. That's it's jonathan@southcoastgolfguide.com. So make sure that you get in touch with John and let him know that Ted from Golf Talk Live sent you. And also I want to give a special thank you to another great supporter of the program, sponsor, Meredith Kirk of Meredith Kirk Golf. And she also has a great publication, The Endless Golf of Myrtle Beach magazine. And Meredith, of course, was crowned in the latter part of last year, the 2014 Mrs. South Carolina. She was the winner of that very prestigious honor. She is something that she wanted to do, and she was the winner of that pageant. And so congratulations, Meredith, and she's circling the United States and areas promoting that crown and wearing it very proudly, and she's just a wonderful young lady and very honored and feel blessed. She was also a guest last year on the program and talked about her golf business, but she's moving into other areas as well in addition to golf, so I want to wish her much continued success. And Meredith, thank you very much for your continued support of the program, and again, congratulations on winning the crown of Mrs. South Carolina 2014. Also, I want to thank really some supporters of the program, Nikki and Tiffany Litherland, for your help in spreading the word about the show. I want to thank you guys very, very much. Some great friends that I've met through some of the social media, particularly Facebook, always a big supporter of the program and always willing to help spread the word about Golf Talk Live and have helped build the audience globally. I want to thank you guys for doing that. And, of course, Mr. Bernie Pinder, who is a guest of mine. He is the founder and founder and president of Ontic Golf, who makes a fantastic line of putters. Thank you, Bernie, for my putter. And he's going to be at the PGA show as well. And I don't happen to have in front of me the booth number, but I will make sure that I read that out next week since we're getting close to the show. But Bernie's going to be down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing Bernie at the show as well as Kelsey here. And so, Bernie, I want to thank you. Bernie, the president and the founder of Ontic Golf, he'll be at the PGA show, and I want to thank you for your continued support and for coming on Golf Talk Live. I'm getting tired now, Kelsey. So, I want to thank you, Bernie, for your continued support. My tongue is getting tied now, so I know I'm getting tired. And I want to send out a really special thank you to a gentleman from across the pond, as they used to call it, Mr. Peter Doyle of Doyle Golf Solutions from over in Ireland. Peter has become a great friend, and he's going to be down at the PGA show as well, checking things out, and I'm going to make sure that he and I connect when he's over here during the show. I want to thank Peter of Doyle Golf Solutions. He and his wife jointly operate the business, and he's a fantastic, not only teaching professional, but he's also a club maker and club fitter extraordinaire, and he's coming out with some new and exciting things for 2014 as well, so I'm excited to hear about that. And I'm going to try and get him. Somehow we're going to work out the time difference, and I'm going to do a special show and have him on the program as well. I've been certainly excited to do that. But he's been a big supporter and sponsor of the program, and you can see and get a little bit more information about him if you visit my website at www.golftalkliveblog.com. You can see his links and so forth, and make sure that you check out his website and his blog as well. He's got a great blog on his linked on there as well. So I want to thank all of the people who support the program, and I want to thank all of those, again, who tune in worldwide. Thank you for your continued support, and I hope that we have a much continued success for all of you out there, and I hope that we can help you with your golf game in our new segment, Coach's Corner, coming up in a couple of months here. So stay tuned for more exciting stuff here, some more great guests. My guest again next week is going to be Lloyd Higley, PGA teaching professional from up in, I believe, the Chicago area, but he's also originally from Florida, or might be vice versa. I can't remember now off the top of my head. And also Scott Ney, he is the bring a great product next week called RoboGolfPro.com. RoboPro Golf, and the website, of course, is RoboGolfPro.com, and it's a training device. It's a robotic swing trainer that really sort of mimics virtually any PGA pro swing, and it's there to help guide and help you with your golf game. So he's going to be coming on next week following Lloyd and talking a little bit about that product. So I'm excited to have those two guys next week. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in this week on Golf Talk Live. Thank you one last time to Kelsey Abernathy of 4Kids Golf Clothing and Accessories for joining me here and helping me close out the program. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I will see you here next week on January 16th, Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Golf Talk Live. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a great week. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. You have a great night. Yeah, you too.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, guys. Thank you again, and thanks for tuning in. And I will, as I said, I will be back here next week on Golf Talk Live, Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.